In today's Mishnah, we learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah in the third parak of Sefer Menachah. The Mishnah begins: Nitmu Sharia, Nisrufu Sharia, Avdu Sharia, Kimelat Rebbe Eliezer Kshera. So, in this case, the Mishnah says if one separated the kumets, it's about to offer on the mizbeach, and then it's discovered that the shiraim, the leftovers of this micha, becomes tameh, or became burnt, or was simply lost. According to Rebbe Eliezer, he said it is kshera, the mincha offering is still valid, because he says the kemitza can be offered on the mizbeach even if there is no shiraim, if there's nothing left over. However, kemidat Rebbe Yeshua, however, disagrees. He says psula, it is absolutely invalid. Why? Because the korban mincha requires a shiraim, and if there aren't any shrine, then the korban is pasul. What's interesting here, if it is partially burnt, or partially lost, or partially tameh, then Rabbi Yoshua would agree that this mincha still can be offered and still valid. Kati says that's according to Rav in the Gemara. What happens if shelo b'kli sharet? What happens if korban itself, the korban mincha, was placed in the original kli sharet, and then the kemitza was separated, but that kemitza was not placed in a different kli sharet, one of the vessels of service in the Beis HaMikdash? According to the first opinion, the Mishnah says it is psula, because placing this kiddush hakometz, is referring to sanctifying the kometz in a kli sharet, is critical, is ma'akev. However, Rabbi Shimon says, provided that the original mincha offering was placed in that kli sharet, the kiddush kometz, once you've separated the kmitz and placing the kli sharet again, that is not ma'akev, that is not critical. Hiktir kumtza pa'mayim. Now, literally, this means the kometz was burnt twice. What it really means is that the kometz was not burnt in one go, it was burnt in two phases, meaning it was sort of split in half. Half was burnt, and then another half was burnt. In that situation, the Mishnah says it is kshera. Now, this is very important to understand that we're referring to literally was split in half exactly. Why? That is because the kmitz is no less than a 2 kazaitim. So therefore, when you split it in half, you've got at least a kazait being burnt every time. However, if you split it into, say, 3 or 4 pieces, then in every haktarah you're doing is, every burning, you're actually burning less than a kazait, which is not considered significant. And therefore, the korban in that situation would be considered psula. Mishnahi. Hakometz mi'utam akevet rubo. As we've actually learned this previously, then when it comes to the kemitza, even a small amount that is missing, what's referred to chaser kosher, if there's a small amount that's missing from it, we say the korban would be psula. Because the Torah says melo kumtzo, meaning that you need a full kometz. So even if you've separated and some is missing, or if you remember, we learned this previously, that if, for example, you did kemitza, and part of that kemitza, there was found a little piece of lavona inside it, so you didn't have a full kemitza, the korban would be pasul. Ha'isaron mi'utom akevet rubo. So when it comes to mincha offering, generally the mincha offering is meant to be the volume of a isaron of solid. So if you're missing even a small amount, in other words, it's less than that shear, it'd be ma'akev as well. It would be pasul. Ha'yayin, this is referring to yayin of the nesachim, the wine that is brought along with a korban, and it's a half a hin for a par, a third a hin for an ayil, and a quarter a hin for a keves. Mi'utom ma'akevet rubo. If you're simply missing a small amount, then it would once again be pasul. That's because the Torah says kacha yaseh lashor, chadol ayil chadol olaseh, meaning it has to be exactly like this amount and no less. Next, hashemen. This refers to the oil that comes with a minchat nesachin, which is a hin, half a hin for a par, or a third a hin for a ram, or a quarter hin for a keves, for a lamb, and also minchat nedavah, which is a one log per isaron. Minchat nedavah, I'm referring to a voluntary mincha offering. In that situation, it says once again, mi'uto ma'akevet rubo. So that shear, that amount is critical, once again, based on the term kacha. Oh, sorry, that was by yayin. When it comes to oil, it says umishamna, meaning they have to give the shemen that's ra'ui, the certain shear that has to be given for oil. Next, hasolet v'hashemen ma'akvin ze'atzeh. Meaning we have a mincha offering, and if you're missing one of two of the key ingredients, be it the oil or the fine flour, well then ma'akev, then you don't have a korban. They're critical because there's misalata or mishamna. Both are required. The ha'kometz v'alavona, let's say in the case where you have a mincha offering but you don't have the frankincense, or the other way around, the Mishnah says, or you may have them both but both weren't burnt, Mishnah says in that situation they are ma'akev, they're critical. You both need to be burnt in order for this korban to be considered valid. Those are the Mishnah today.